join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is RM World Travel with Robert, Mary Carey, and Rudy Maxa. And it's time for the 25th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 7th state in our nation, also known as the Free State, and it joined the Union in 1788. Before we take you to the fun vacation land of Ocean City, Maryland, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and if you haven't heard the news yet, Travel Pro has just debuted its new MaxLite 5 line. So it's time to take travel to new lights with MaxLite 5. It's as durable as ever, and it's ultra lightweight. Plus, the new collection includes 20 different pieces with a lot of new, really great colors.
You know, we've shared for years now one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip. It's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll save up to 20%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to Ocean City, Maryland, to welcome in the mayor, Rick Meehan.
Mayor Meehan, nice to connect with you today. We welcome you to the show and our Destination Spotlight on Ocean City.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
You know, I believe this is your 12th year as mayor, and Ocean City, it certainly has, you know, it's seen some terrific growth under your watch, and we like that it still remains a fun place for families to vacation. So you're talking to a national travel audience right now. You know, what are some of the things that you're most proud about that Ocean City offers visitors?
Well, you're right. There's been some changes in Ocean City, and I think the good thing is we've been able to rebuild our community, and a lot of the older hotels are now newer hotels and provide all the amenities that today's traveler is looking for. And I think we're very proud that we've been able to take that big step. But at the same time, you know, we're all about the family vacation experience, maintaining the quality and the tradition of our boardwalk that families have enjoyed for, you know, generations, making sure that there's something for everybody to do in Ocean City, whether it's going on to rides or going out to dinner or just enjoying being on the beach outside. We try to incorporate all that into the vacation experience.
Mayor Meehan, it's certainly a big destination for summer travel. You've got a lot of festivals. You've got the Spring Fest, the Summer Fest, the Winter Fest, the world's largest white marlin tournament. I believe you have a tuna tournament as well. We know why. We've visited many times, love the boardwalk. But why do you think over 8 million travelers come to Ocean City?
Well, I think we're known for being a very clean, very safe destination, also for having one of the widest, prettiest, best-maintained beaches you're going to find anywhere. We have a lifeguard on every block during the summer season to make sure that those that visit the beach are safe. And public safety as a whole is our number one priority. And I think that's what travelers are looking for, particularly when they bring their families. They want to go somewhere they know they can have a great time, everybody's going to be safe, and they're going to be able to enjoy their short time together, as vacations sometimes get shorter.
Well, that's true.
And shorter.
Yeah, you don't want to have to worry about anything. You know, another big draw each year is the Ocean City Air Show. And I know I saw it's coming up in a few weeks. I saw that the Thunderbirds will be there. So if anyone's listening, you want to go see them, they'll be there. But what we like about the Ocean City Air Show is you can watch it from the beach or maybe a little inland if you want, or rooftop viewing decks. We've seen those, the boardwalk, as you just mentioned. But you can also go out in a boat. So where do you like to watch the air show from?
Typically from the beach, right from the boardwalk at the headquarters on 17th Street. And the air show this year is June 16th and 17th, and you're right. And there's something special about that. It's watching all of the performances over the ocean rather than it's over the tarmac at an airport. And watching the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels appear suddenly from over the Atlantic, I mean, it's something that gives you chills. It's a great experience. And this year, we're actually having another air show event. The Canadian Snowbirds will be here next week, which is on May 23rd, and they're going to be doing a demonstration out over the ocean right here on the beach in Ocean City.
All right, there's something else I'd love for you to touch on. I think it's such a treasure nearby is the Assateague Island National Park. What can you share about that with our listeners?
Well, Assateague Island is very unique and very special because it's home to the Assateague Island ponies and horses. And so many people, you know, are familiar with that from reading about the horses in Chincoteague. Well, in Assateague, the wild ponies, they roam the island. And you can drive through Assateague, or even if you're out on the beach, you know, you're going to see the wild ponies. And that's always something that's very exciting. And it's really all about nature out there.
Yeah.
It's a completely pristine, quiet area to really observe nature. yet at the same time enjoy the beach.
We've done that, and I have to say that is one of my favorite things to do in that area.
Yeah, it truly is.
It's really.
So last question in our destination spotlight today. I mean, we could get into the outlet shopping, the amusement parks. There's all these different things. But we always like to ask if you would give us a quick fact or two that would surprise most of our audience about Ocean City in this case.
Well, one thing, and you touched on it, is we have 8 million visitors a year. But what people don't realize is half of those visitors, almost 4 million, come after Labor Day and before Memorial Day. Ocean City is really a year-round destination today. Yes, everybody wants to be here for the beach, the sun, the boardwalk, but they want to do that all year round. And whenever they can, they make that trek here to Ocean City.
Well, we've been down there in October, and I will tell you, it's beautiful. You feel like you have the whole place to yourself, if you will. And also the prices are better, too, which is a nice thing. So, Mayor Rick Mann, we appreciate the time today. Folks, if you want to find out more, you can just go to ococean.com. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys, very much. Look forward to seeing you this summer.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, Ocean City, Maryland, a fun place. And I like that fact. It's always good to go during off-season if you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
And save a little. Folks, a reminder that you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under the Destination Spotlight button. And we have 25 of them there now, so go enjoy them. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.